Hi, my name is James, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Star Wars Rogue One, the fabled story of how the Rebels obtained the plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star. It's a tale of adventure, sacrifice, and ultimately, hope. When Rogue One came out, I absolutely loved this movie. The ships looked gritty and lived in, the characters felt familiar and real, and it gave me those classic Star Wars vibes that I had been missing for a long time. In the film, we slowly learn about the sad state of the Rebellion. Short on information and resources, the Rebels seem to be on the brink of collapse, and that's before they learn about the moon-sized battle station. Faced with the real possibility of utter destruction, the Rebel leadership begins discussing either scattering to the wind or outright surrender to the Empire. That feeling of desperation is prevalent throughout much of the movie. Cassian, desperate to complete his mission at any cost. Jyn Erso to find her father and a place to finally belong in the galaxy, and the Rebels for their very survival. Even the despicable director Krennic is desperate to finally receive the recognition he thinks he deserves. At one point, the movie feels over, with the Empire's victory all but assured. That desperation is transformed, though, and Jyn reminds them that rebellions are built on hope. Armed with the information her father gave her, she and a team of Rebels raid the Imperial world Scarif, obtain the Death Star plans, and transmit them to the Rebel fleet in a final show of defiance. And not Stormtroopers, TIE Fighters, Star Destroyers, or even Darth Vader himself were able to stop them from completing their mission. Safe aboard a fleeing ship, with the stolen plans finally in hand, Princess Leia describes what it is they represent. Hope. Finding hope in the face of desperation is found many times throughout the Bible. The Jews suffering in the land of Egypt, Hannah as she prayed for a child, David as he fled from the forces of the king, and the early church as it tried to spread the gospel of Jesus while facing persecution from the Pharisees and a fanatical Saul who sought to imprison them or even put them to death. In each crisis, God's people held onto hope, sought after him in prayer, and God intervened in their lives. Psalms 42:5 says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior, my God." We have been facing a time of crisis ourselves. 2020 has been a year of great difficulty that has hurt many of us physically and nearly all of us mentally and spiritually. With months of hardship behind us and more on the horizon, it would be so easy to fall prey to fear, worry, and of course, desperation. But the source of hope that we read about from thousands of years ago is the same we can hold on to today, the Lord our God. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And Isaiah 40:31 tells us, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." As we face the coming days together, don't forget that no matter how bad things might seem, you are never alone. Our hope is in him. Hope that can help you face enemies big and small. That can help you find victory in the face of adversity. Hope that will hold you together when it feels like you are falling apart. It can win rebellions, defeat empires, and see us through whatever the world may throw at us. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm James for your Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, I'll be there for you. Cashin said I had to.